I'm an Aleph. Amr Aleph. I'm sorry. Nun Beis. I'm an Aleph. Nun Beis. Amr Aleph. So we have the Beruchas of Yamadifa. We learned in the Mishnah. Machlokes Beis Shammayim Beis Hillel. We have to go very, very fast. Machlokes Beis Shammayim Beis Hillel.
Where? How many? From
top? Second line on the top. Yes. Second line. Okay. Very little questions. Nun Beis Amr Aleph. We have Machlokes Beis Shammayim when it comes to Kiddush Shvar Night. Kiddush Shvar Night. What do you make first? You make the bracha of Berachas Hayayin, or do you make the bracha of Kiddush Hayayim? So halacha l'maaseh, what do? We like Beis Shammai, we like Beis Hillel, and we first make Boirei Priagofen, and then we make the bracha on the Kiddushas Hayayim. What's the chesar of what we do? Bizman Hazeh, there's a hefsek. There's a hefsek. We make Boirei Priagofen.
Yeah, but Rashi doesn't say that. That's not the reason why.
So what does Rashi say?
Remember we went to yesterday because
I don't remember.
What comes in Shabbos? Why are you making? Because Shabbos
that's the lumbus. That's why he does it, even though at the expense.
Right.
Each my opinion gave two reasons why.
But nobody gives that explanation why Basil says you first make a perpia goffin because it's a hefsek.
Right,
because
right,
why?
You're right,
because
you're right.
You can only make kiddush only if you have wine.
You are correct. I made a mistake. That's not an issue. Gemara presents other issues. Tadir v'shein the tadir. The yayin is going the kiddush, or the kiddush is going the yayin.
By the way, you could say the same thing with Abdel also.
Correct.
By the time you drink it,
Let's see. Tanya, now here's the following halacha. We learn the brayso, a stira to the siddur. This stira, we're going to go on for a whole da'amud, showing that this stira that we're about to make now is a good stira. The Gemara is going to be metapel for a whole amud to prove that the kasha is a stark kasha. And then after we finally prove it's a good kasha, the Gemara will give an answer in 1 second. The answer will be mamish, piece of cake. But the questions will take over the whole amud. Tanya. Hanichnas lebeisai. Person comes lebeisai b'mitzvah Shabbos. Mevorech al yayin. So what is the seder of Abdullah? First, Berpia Goffin. Then the Al Hamar. This is not what we do. If you want, what do we do? Halach lemaisa. We do. You go up. All you have to remember is you go up. You start with the mouth, then you go to the nose,
nice.
To the eyes, and then to the mind. Four things. Berpia Goffin. Bormi b'samim. Bormi arehoesh. Havdala is in the das. Atachonil adam das. Atachonantanu. So we go up. Okay, you got that? Could I come tonight to just for that, right?
Really? Okay, bye.
What?
You know the story about
now you go home. What?
He was a child. He said that.
Ben Ishchai
as a child.
The Ben Ishchai said as a child?
No, as a child he says that if you want to remember,
you go up. So that's probably where it comes from.
He was very impressed, though. He got the whole Abdullah candle.
Okay, so you go up. Now, Beis Shammai says you don't do that. Beis Shammai says first is Berpia Goffin, then comes the eyes, then comes the nose, then comes the mind. So Beis Shammai, and then comes the Al Hamor, the Al Habesamim, the Acharkach Omer Abdol, the Ein Loy Ela Kois Echad. Now, here's the only one Kois. Now, you have to understand that we today have a halacha, this before the Gemara, after the Gemara, that you could eat. But so Shabbos, if you want to eat, you could eat before you make Avdolah. Big deal. If you want to eat Blav Malka, you can eat.
I thought
eat.
You could only drink water.
I told it, so I just said that we don't follow. The Gemara over here makes it pretty clear that this is before that Takana. Halach l'maisa, we are not allowed to eat. Only thing you do is drink water before you make Avdolah. But the Gemara over here is obviously not working with that premise. The fellow wants to make a Sudas Blav Malka, and he wants to go and eat bread. And the problem is, only has one kois, only one cup of wine. And Tamar Chazal, whenever you bench, you make birchas hamazon al hayayin. Even one person, no one does this today.
Seriously?
Yeah, no one does this today. Mikra din, you can do it. Even though one person can do it. You may bench, but alone privately, you bench al kois al yayin. It says in Shulchan Aruch. Why don't we do it? I don't know. We don't do it. Even three people, we don't even do, which is not right. Shabbos,
bench
al kois, al kois.
You do have. The Hasidim very much, not all Hasidim, but yeah.
Lufax also, on Shabbos, three people. You should, that's the proper thing to do.
Yeah.
That's the B'nai Torah, they bench al kais on Shabbos, three people. But you never saw someone bench al kais as a yochid. That no one does today. Even though Mikra didn't, that's what you're really supposed to do. So here, the person's going to bench. And he's going to bench, he's going to bench al kais. Problem is, he only has one kais. So should I use the kais for Havdalah? Or should I use the kais for... My birchas hamazon for malav malka. So ainly elikoy sechad manichoy lachar mazon. So it says over here is here's the solution.
Tami
solution
Gemara, is Tami Gemara, they ate it before Avdol.
What? Right. So I just said they ate before of the eight.
Tami Gemara was in Shiloh. Just make it after Berachos Hamazon. You ate both.
No, that's let's see what it says now. But right now it's Zman Avdolah. Yeah. Let's see, that's the machlokes. So it's in the Braisa. So the Braisa over here says, what you should do over here is, you know what, don't make Avdolah. Don't make Avdolah. Go have your hearty meal. Don't make Avdolah. Eat your meal. And when you finish your meal, after you finish your meal, you finish Hamavarech HaSamo Yisrael Ba'ashalayim. And now before you say the Bar Priya Gofen, say all of the blessings. Say the Bar Priya Gofen. And then you say Al Ha'esh, Al Basamim, and then Ata Havdolah. And Havdalah, and you say Bori Priya Gofen as you begin that process. So it turns out then that you're going to use the Bori Priya Gofen for two things. You'll kill two birds with one stone. It's not nice. Nusuch, I will not say that, but over here you're going to the Ois and Mrs. Chavilas. You're going to have one Koishal Bracha, and you're going to use it for the Birchas HaMazon and for Havdalah. That's what it's in the Brayas. And you group together. You group together kulon, everything la'acharov, after you eat, after you recite Birchas HaMazon, you say Bar Priya Gofen, Eish, Besamim, Havdalah, and drink the cup. And it turns out now the Bar Priya Gofen you made will go for both benching and for Havdalah. Now what does it, now what's the Gemara's Kasha? Over here it says clear as day that what do you do first? First you make Bar Priya Gofen,
right,
and then you make Havdalah. It says the right. Last thing that you do is Havdalah is the very end. Havdalah is equivalent to Kiddush. We have a stira. When you enter into Shabbos, what did Beshamai say?
That's the whole opposite.
Oh, that's the Gemara's answer. But what does the Gemara say? What's the stira? When you come into Shabbos, first Beshamai says make Kiddush and then make Bar Priya Gofen. And when you leave Shabbos, Beshamai says Bar Priya Gofen first and then make Havdalah. So it's a stira. The Kedushas Hayoim should come first. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Now, let's just right away, for curiosity purposes.
Who says this comes according to Meshama?
Oh, that's the Gemara's question. Excellent. You know, the Gemara. Now, what's the Gemara? Let's just right away, for curiosity, what's the answer? The answer is, when you come into Shabbos, the Erish Zach is Kedushas, right away, Chapar, and more Shabbos. So you say Kiddush immediately. So and then you say,
Shabbos, you
when you leave
hours,
Shabbos, you want to delay. That will be the Gemara's answer at the very, very end. Before we get to that answer, the Gemara says, who says that this Braisa is Beis Shammai? Maybe the author of this Braisa that says that you do Havdalah at the end
and
is Beis Hillel.
Or
Mimai, because then it's not still Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, because Beis Hillel Taka says, Beis Hillel holds by Kiddush. You make, so that was the Mishnah. You make first Boirei Priya Gofen, and then you make Kiddush. That's what we do.
So then it's the same thing.
So exactly. Okay, so therefore, who says that this is Beis Shammai? Vahai. V'ha, mimai de Beis Shammai, Dilma Beis Hillel hi. The Gemara says, no, loy sal gedaitach. Don't think like that. The Tanya says over here, because part of this list, it incidentally told us, what's first?
Boy
rei mamresh ma'or v'achach v'samim. Man shamalei de islei hai svar Beis Shammai. The Tanya, amam yehud l'nechul Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel ha-mozon. Everyone gives a mozon shem, because you bench first. And this matziv, the al havdolah shi b'soif, al man nechulku, al ha-mo'or. Elam Sam. Shabbashamim Bashamim says Ma'ar. First comes Ma'ar Yakach Basamim. Or Basil Oimim Basam Yakach Ma'ar. So the fact that it says first Ma'ar is clearly good like Beshamai. And it says here yet the Havdalah is at the very end. And Bore Priya Gofen is in the beginning. Astira. I'm not satisfied. The only one that Taka says, the only point of Machlok to Beshamai still is this is Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Meir Taka holds it could work out like Beis Hillel. I mean, my the Beis Shammai, this whole lump that you just told me now, everyone that the only difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is the order of or
right.
And Besam is that that's only according to Ali Rabbi Yehuda, Velibe Rabbi Yehuda, Dilma Beis Hillel he Velibe the Beis Meir, because Rabbi Meir holds that even in Beis Hillel. You first make Ma'or and then make Besamim. Not like what we do halacha l'maaseh b'zmanazeh. According to Rabbi Meir, the order of Havdalah is Yayin.
According to Rabbi Meir,
with Rabbi Hillel.
According to Rabbi Meir's understanding of Beis Hillel,
it would make sense.
First is Ma'or, then Besamim, and then Havdalah. So then this Braisa that says first comes Maor, then comes Besamim, then comes Havdalah, can work out according to Beis Hillel. Let's go to the Mishnah. Let's abandon this Braisa and let's go to the Mishnah. What do we learn in the Mishnah? It says in the Mishnah, Beshamayim, Ner, Umazon, Ner, first comes Ner, then comes Umazon, Birchas HaMazon, then is Besamim, the Havdalah. Now our Mishnah is going, let's not get confused. Our Mishnah is going with Shalashuris. Let's not confuse him Malav Malka with Shalashuris, because over here, we just learned before, is that Mazon comes first. Mm-hmm. Here, we're dealing over here with making with Shalashuris. Beshamai says, first comes Ner, first make Bori Mario Esh, then Bench, Umazon, then do Besamim, then the Havdalah, Ubeis Hill Oimim, first do Ner, then do Besamim, Mazoin, Birchas HaMazoin, and then the Havdalah. Now the Hasam, the Braisa Katani, there it says in the Braisa, Im Engloi Ela Koisechad, Manichoi Le Acher HaMazoin, leave the Koisha Bracha Le Acher HaMazoin, Umashal Shlon Kulon Le Acharaf. So what's the Kasha? Because it says in the Braisa there, it says in our Mishnah, let's clarify one more time, our Mishnah, according to Beis Shammai, Mazon comes first. Mazon basically comes, now it's not exactly the same, because here it says that Ner comes first. It says in the Mishnah, Ner comes first, but right away comes Mazon, number two, then is Besamim, then Avdallah. Beis Hillel says no. Ner ubesamim umazon vehavdalah. So what's the difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah? Is do you do two things before Birchas HaMazon, or do you do one thing before Birchas HaMazon? Now the Braisa, what does it say? V'hasam b'Braisa ketanim ein lo elo kois echad manichol li achar hamazon, after mazon umeshal shalon. You group all of them kulon la'acharav. Now I'm already confused. Let's see the Rashi. Let's just jump to the Rashi. Rashi up. Bolohen kol yimayis hashana ka'amar. Okay, Rashi says, no, that's not the right Rashi. Higher up. Loy sal gedaitach. Let's go to the Rashi. It's four lines after it gets small. Four lines after it gets small. That's the Rashi that we need to. Loy sal gedaitach. Loik me braisa kimas nisan, the mas nisan ketani, what does it say in the Mishnah? Mozon bo emtsa. In our Mishnah, it says that according to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, mozon is bo emtsa. First is Ner, and after Ner is mozon, then comes Besam and Havdalah. Ubraisa ketani, the braisa, it says, Mishal shalon kulon lachoyrof. Everything goes after. First thing comes Mazon. First comes Mazon. Then goes Ner, Besamim, and Havdalah. Now, wait a minute. So there's an obvious fundamental difference. I made a mistake. I told you before that our Mishnah, inshallah, Shuddis is not. Our Mishnah and the Brides are discussing the same exact thing, the same exact situation. You want to eat Malava Malka, and now you want only one cup. And yet, the machlokes, the way it's presented in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is not the way the machlokes is presented in the Braisa. Because in the Mishnah, the machlokes, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, are in agreement that you're going to do at least one thing before you recite Birchas HaMazon. You're not going to recite Birchas HaMazon right away. You're going to do something first. What are you going to do first? Beis Shammai says, only do Ner first. And Beis Hillel says, do Ner and Besamim first. What did it say in the Braisa? The Braisa says, do nothing first. Immediately recite Birchas HaMazon. So how do you make sense of this? How can you explain that the Mishnah and the Braisa, they're presenting exactly the same Achleikas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and yet in the Mishnah, it's telling you Mazon is Bo'emtza. The only question is, how many things do you do before? One or two. Whereas in the Braisa, it says, Mazon is first. So what's the obvious answer? There are trei tanoi, there's a machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is coming to explain the machloikis beshama and beshilal. The Baraisa is coming to explain the machloikis. Is Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is coming to explain the machloikis beshamai and beshilal. And that's how we answer the contradiction. Again, we have over here, it's Mitzvah Shabbos, and you have to do two things. You have to recite Birchas HaMazon, and you have to make Havdalah, and you only have one Kol Shel Bracha. So there's a machloikis how to go about doing this from Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Mishnah tells you one version of the machloikis, and the Braisa tells you a different version of the machloikis. In the Mishnah, everyone agrees that Birchas HaMazon will be recited somewhere in the middle. The only question is, where in the middle? Is right. It between Ner and Besamim, or is it going to be after Ner and Besamim? But it's in the middle. It's not the first thing. Right. In the Braisa, it's clear as day. It's the first thing. Birchas HaMazon, the first thing. How could that be? How could it be that we're coming to explain the Machlokes Besham and Besilel, and the Mishnah explains it one way, and the Braisa explains it a different way? So the answer is, the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir's understanding of Besham and Besilel, and the Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Machlokes Besham and Besilel. Thus, the Braisa must be going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because if you're not going to say the Braisa is like Rabbi Yehuda, then you're going to have a head-on stira. Oh, if we're going like Rabbi Yehuda, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? That Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the only difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is Beis Shammai says first is Ner and then is Besamim, and Beis Hillel says first is Besamim and then is Ner. Oh, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. And what does the Braisa say? The Braisa here says clear as day, that first Ner, then Besamim. So we're going like Rabbi Yehuda, because he's the one that says only Beis Shammai can possibly say that. And yet, what comes at the end? Havdalah comes at the end, and Yayin comes at the beginning. So that's a steer to our Mishnah, where Shammai says, first make Kiddush in the beginning, and then make the Bracha Bor Pri HaGofen. First is Kedusha Sayom, then comes the Yayin. And the Braisa here says, no, first comes and then comes Kedusha Sayom. That's the Gemara's Kash. Look at that Rashi one more time. Loi Sal Kedaitach, Rashi. Four laws have to get small. Loik Me Braisa Kimas Nisan. Why? Don't say that the Mishnah, the Braisa is going like a mayor. And therefore, if it's going like a Meir, it can be going like a Beis Hillel, and it's not going to be a steer between Meshal and Meshal. You can't do that, because the Masnisan can tell you Mazan Boemsa. Ubraisa can tell you Meshal Shon Kulam Lachorof, Rabbi Yehuda, do Amar Kolaz Kolam Mazan, Kala Mazan Shebet Chila. Or we can tell you Rabbi Yehuda Me'or, and since we must be like Rabbi Yehuda. And it also says Me'or comes at the end. Me'or, Vyachach Besamim, that only can be passed by Shammai. So there's no room to wiggle. You try desperately to say that maybe this Braisa is not going according to Beis Shammai, it's going according to Beis Hillel. No, and the only way you can do that is to say that this Braisa is going like Rabbi Meir. You cannot say it's going like Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir says that they say Birchas HaMazon Boemsa. And here it says they say Birchas HaMazon Betchila. So it must be like Rabbi Yehuda. Once we're going like Rabbi Yehuda, so we have to follow the other statement of Rabbi Yehuda that says that according to Beis Shammai, first comes Me'or, and then comes Besamim. And that's what it says over here. So this has to be going like Beis Shammai. And what does it say here? Havdol is besoif. And the Mishnah says that Havdol, that Kiddush HaSayom is in the beginning. Stira, how are you going to answer this? Back in the Gemara. It's going like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda, and they go like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that first comes more like Beis Shammai. Oh, so back in business. The question has been reinstated. The Gemara says, not a kasha, because here we finally come to the answer. There's a fundamental difference between the beginning and the end of the day. Ayula yoyma kamadimak dimak diminan le odif. The earlier you make it, the better. To bring in Kedusha Sayyam as soon as possible is better. It should not appear that ending Shabbos is a burden. Next.
The later is better?
Yes.
So you're telling me these people that end Shalosh is 2 hours after this
month? Yeah.
to some Shabbos. Degree, yeah.
They're going
to
get more schar than someone that ends possibly. An hour afterwards?
Yeah, Taisa
Shabbos. The Nikim, probably.
Yeah, L'chor, yeah.
And what, they're that, the Nikim Gemara, right after
Shabbos? The Gemara says... The Gemara says, "Shehihi the loyal lehavi alekim asoy," and we do this every single Shabbos. We mekayim this every single Shabbos. We make havdol at the end. First yayin, besamim, maor, havdol at the end.
Although
and kiddush,
and what's the reason? Is because the later the better. Although
no, we don't do. We don't do like this. We don't do this. We don't do this because kiddush we make first bar priya gofen and then we make kiddush. We don't do like Shammai.
No, I'm talking about havdalah. That we try to extend the Shabbos.
Extend the Shabbos.
Although, for us, it's already on Shabbos, because by Ad Chanantano...
There are three Madregos of ending Shabbos. Poskim say, three different levels.
Yeah.
They were saying, Baruch HaMavdil, Bein Kodesh L'chol, they're talking about the Zman, that's right. Once already it's past Seiz HaChavim, then they're saying, Dostanu Baruch HaMavdil, then there is davening, just saying the words, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol in Shabbos for you. There's a Hechre Madrega of davening Ma'ariv, and there's the highest Madrega of making Havdol Alakois. So there are different Madregois of bringing...
We made Havdol this past concern. We made Havdol before Ma'ariv.
You made Havdol before Ma'ariv, why?
Because we had a plane to catch.
Okay? You can technically make Havdolah after Plag Mincha. You can make Havdolah technically after Plag Mincha.
Because the women were able to hear Havdolah and they left. And we don't marry.
Whatever it is.
The Yekis were nervous.
You can technically make Havdolah after Plag Mincha. An hour and 15
it was an hour
minutes.
Shabbos.
Before Shabbos. When it's still Shabbos, you make Havdolah. Not on Ner. You can make it on Ner.
During plug on
yes.
Shabbos?
Yes. Yeah. You can make Havdalah an hour and 15 minutes before sunset.
And what do you accomplish?
That you accomplish at the moment when it's sunset, Shabbos is immediately over.
And Baruch Mavdil do the same thing for you?
What? No, it's not the same.
Oh, because I told you,
have to make Havdalah because you can't eat. You're not allowed to eat until you make Havdalah.
Right.
So if you make Havdalah an hour and 15 minutes before sunset, and then it comes sunset, you can eat immediately. There are three/four madregos of Havdalah. The Zman ends. Say Zakachavim. Okay, Vaita.
No.
Okay, now we go now. Okay, Vaita, we're going to go to Gemara. Okay, New Gemara. Vesar, Vesar, Beshamai, Birchas HaMazon. Vesar, Beshamai, Birchas HaMazon. Really, more here, we learned incidentally that Beshamai holds that you need a Koishal Bracha for Birchas HaMazon. Really? Do you really need a Koishal Bracha?
Actually, he has the kid to drink.
Okay, what was that? What is the kid? Vesar, Beshamai, why do you have to drink? Vesar, Beshamai, Birchas HaMazon, to Nikois. Does Beshamai really hold that Birchas HaMazon into Nikois? I'll tell you what the Mishnah, Rabbi Bolam, now of course he holds in Nikois. What he means over here is in this instance, in this situation where there's a shortage, you have a shortage of yayin.
That's my sword, yeah.
And the question over here is, should you use the yayin for the Suda, or should you use it for Havdalah? So it's Rabbi Shammai Birchas HaMazon into Nikois, for the Mishnah, Bolam, yayin l'ach HaMazon. Okay, so over here, your yayin comes. It's talking about Mitzvah Shabbos.
It's not talking about
it. But tonight, let's see. Bolachem yain, everything will be fine. Bolachem yain liachem mozen. In ancient Malakos, in ancient Shom, Elo Isa, Kos Besham, Mimvercha la yain, Viachem Vercha malamozen. Now, in other words, it's during a regular day. A regular day, Tuesday night, you go to a restaurant, and now you finish eating. And now you want to have dessert wine. Dessert wine. So if I'm going, you only have one cup of wine. If I'm going to drink this wine for dessert, I'll not have one cup of yain for Birchas HaMazon.
Who said you have to have during the week?
I told you, Me'ikar Hadin. That's the Gemara's dilemma. That's the Gemara's discussion right now. Is there an inyan of having a Kosher Bracha for a regular Birchas HaMazon as even as a Yachid during the week? So it says over here, Beshamai says, over here you have dessert wine. Beshamai says, go for it. Beshamai is Birchal Yain. Gesunde Heit. Have your dessert. Verchal yain, and then yachem verchal amazon, and guess what? You're not gonna have a kaisal bracha for verchal amazon. So my love, then verchi lovei. Now the Gemara assumes now you're gonna make a bar priya gofen, and you're going to drink it up right now, and there's gonna be nothing left to use for verchal amazon.
You don't need a
kais. You don't need v'shasilei. The Gemara says lo chas v'sholem. That's not what it means. What it means over here is lo. The verchi lovei u'monachle. He means is that you make a borei priya gofen and then you bench and then you drink it. In other words, the teaching over here is that not like what we do. We of course we make the borei priya gofen when we finish the benching. you finish benching, and then you make a Barya Priya Gofen, and you drink it. He holds the proper procedure is when you bench al kodesh al yayin, you first make the Barya Priya Gofen, and then you say Rabo Sayyim Yivarech. Rashi says, my love, the Shasi, Levocha Kamar, Beshamai, Imrots, the Mavorech al yayin, the Shoseyu, that's the next, I'm sorry, the Ainz of Lanichel, no, I'm so sorry, that's the most kashu, the most low. The Mavorech Ilovei, Umanachlei. Fredek the Gemara, and you don't drink it. The Gemara is ridiculous. Why would you want to make a bracha then? In other words, what? What are you doing then? Doesn't make any sense. You have a kosher bracha. You have a cup of wine. I was telling you, you can make the bracha now and then say Rabbi Sederech. That's unheard of. No one says. Yeah, when a person makes the bracha, you have to taste it. That's exactly the point of Tomle. Exactly. You taste it a little bit. You take a little taste. Oh, but if you're going to take a little sip of the wine now, you can make it the yayin. The tamle biyode, you don't drink, don't put your lips to the cup. You spill the cup over your hands. You make Barei Priya Gofen, you spill it on your hands.
Is this something like this?
And you lick it. And you lick it from your hands, so you've not put your mouth.
Does that. But when he makes Avdala, normal, when do you drink from it? At the end of the Avdala. He does it right after Priya Gofen. He mix it
immediately.
Whatever he spills,
Borei Priya Gofen. You make a Borei Priya Gofen, and he spills a little bit, and then you taste it.
It spills anyway because you have to.
Is it hefsek?
Whatever. Yeah. The tom apart. The tom le biyode. Oh, v'yamamar koyishal bracha tzach shiur. What do you mean? We assume that they have exactly 3 ounces. Exactly. So if you're going to tip it and take a little mashu, it's now 2.99. You no longer have to, you don't have a revius. So then if when you're going now, when you make the brach of Havdalah, hamavdil bin kodesh l'chol, you don't have 3 ounces, so it's no good. The Gemara says, no, the case is going to have more than shiur. The Gemara assumes that they have a double shiur. You have 6 ounces, a double revius.
Okay.
Have double six, and then going in a circle. So you have 2 cups. You have 2 cups. So go and have your dessert yain, and then have another kais. Right. But it says you have more than the shiur. The Gemara says no. You have 4 ounces. You have enough wine to spill over and to sip from, but you don't have enough wine to have 2 cups. You don't have 2. You do not have. But michad. No, but you have more than one. That's not what it says in the Braisa. You're telling me that the answer of Beishamai is Beishamai says, you know, you must make birchas hamozin al koishal yayin, al birchas. And when it says that you want to have some dessert, it means, okay, you have a little sip. Have a sip. Go make a bracha, tip it, take a little sip that will satisfy you, and now you can bench. But it says beferish in a different braisa, you make borei priya gofen vishoy sehu and drink the whole cup, and there's nothing left, and therefore now when you do birchas hamazon you won't have a cup. So that's a stira, because we learn the pre-tab of the omud that according to Beishamai you have to bench al koyishal bracha, and here it says you do not need to. The Gemara sanakasha trei tanoim v'li Beishamai in a chanami samachloikis tanoim as to exactly what Beishamai said. 2 different opinions what he said, and a chanami. Our previous Gemara, whole Gemara, is only built on the Yisur of the Tana that says, according to Beishama, you take need a Koshal Bracha. And in Echanami, there's another Tana that says, according to Beishama, you do not need a Koshal Bracha. And you write according to him, in Echanami, this whole story does not start. Notice here in the Gemara that the Beishama, I may say this, oh, there's such a confusion as to what exactly Beishama said. The Beishama, did he say this, did he say that? And every single thing that Beishama said, we don't even know exactly what he said.
By the way, you noticed, it's not a tippy top, it's missing from the Becher, and yet you can still bench on it. Why do I see people so mocked, but if it spills, like they make sure that it's full.
Because more people must be full.
So what about, they weren't chashy with that?
I guess that in this instance, you have a choice. In this instance, you have a choice. You don't have a choice. Then this halacha, then it should be mole. That's one of the 10 things we learned yesterday. But b'di'evet, if it's not mole, it's okay. As long as you have a revius. Paiskim said that what you should do, l'chatchil, is you could dilute it. You should bring it to the top. Put ice cubes. You should raise it. If you can, put ice cubes into your wine. Anytime you make kiddush, koyishal bracha, it's one of the 10 things. It says in the Midrash, it says in the Gemara, a koyishal bracha tuuna yudvarim va'anu ein lanu ela dalit. And one of the 4 is koyis mole.
Why do you have to put ice?
One of the 4 is mole?
What?
One of the 4 is mole?
Yes.
What do you have to Molek. Put ice? Just fill it up to the top.
How? Unless you don't have. If you don't have. Unless you don't have.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You don't have. If you don't have enough wine, you have only, your cup is this big and only enough wine. So what do you do?
You add a little water.
Water is diluting it. Water is not necessarily the best
thing. And ice is not diluting it?
No. It takes until it melts. Until it melts. Or you can put, they say, we don't, honestly, you can put in food. You put in bread, it says. It says, you put in bread. Yeah. You put in bread. And that causes it, the bread will sink and will cause the wine to rise. Oh, but it's meos, you're going to make the bread disgusting.
Yeah.
For this purpose, it's mutter. You put in food, put in an item into, take some candy, put in some food into the cup in order to displace some of the space to raise the yai into the very, very top. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Weiter. Now this is a very hard sugya. Okay, we're now going into the sugya of when you drink yayin, now we have to remember, let's just review some of these sodas before we do the Gemara, that way we go very quickly. Number one, a person stam your daimar shniyos. If you do not wash your hands are shniyos, are a sheni. Yeah, we assume everyone's hands is a sheni. If your hands touch liquid, what is the halacha? The liquid becomes a rishain. A liquid, if you're a sheni, touches the liquid becomes...
Why does it go higher in Tumah?
It's a gzer because of keri. Gzer because mashkin of a zav and a zav. So that's a seven halacha. Okay. That's the way it is. If your hands are sheni touch liquid becomes a rishon. If liquid touches your hand, then you'll be, that's tamei. So liquid is always a rishon. Always. So if your liquid touches your body, you'll become a sheni. Your hands will become a sheni. Now, a utensil, even a metal utensil, a special takana. If your hands are shniyos and your hands are wet and it's wet, only the outside becomes tamin at the inside. Now that's a chiddush because normally there's no distinction between the outside of a metal utensil and inside. Earthenware cannot become tummy on the outside. We're not discussing earthenware, we're discussing metal. Earthenware, it's not shayach to become tummy on the outside. Earthenware only becomes tummy on the inside. Okay? Only on the inside and on the outside. But metal, normally there's no difference. If a utensil becomes tummy, it's tummy through and through. Yet, since the halacha, that sheni, your hands that are shniyos, if it touches the liquid, it makes the tamei, is unique. It's only midraban, it's only a gzera, it's not a real halacha. Chazal said in the special akana that if your hands are shniyos and the outside of the utensil is wet, and your hands touches the liquid, the liquid now becomes a rishon, and the outside of the utensil becomes tamei, but not the inside. Special halacha that only the outside. I'm not telling you all this because I'm confused. But we'll see in the Gemara. Let's keep that in mind. A special halacha on the outside. That's not see the Gemara inside. We have enough information. We need to figure out the rest of the Gemara together. Here comes the Gemara. Turn about the Mishnah. Says, over here, the machlekes the Mishnah. You want to drink wine, okay? A mishte yayin. It's chodesh Adar. Mishnichnas Adar ma'arben besimcha. Ain simcha lebevasa v'yayin. You want to go to a mishte yayin. A mishta yayin, they're serving wine. And they're going to dilute the wine. Before they dilute the wine, you have to wash your hands. Wash your hands, no bracha. Netilas, yadayim, no bracha. Only when you bread, you wash, make bracha. So, to mishamim, noilim, yadayim, wash your hands. V'achakach, then moizgan is hakoiz. Then you pour the wine and you dilute it. What's the lamdis? Shemato, oimer, moizgan is hakoiz. If you're going to first add water, your hands are dirty. Your hands are shneos. And you're going to add water. Tehila, gezera, shema, yitamu. Because maybe then, after you diluted, the outside of the utensil will be wet. Now, this is a very important yisoyin. Your hands are shniyos, and your hands are going to touch. This should be off. This should not make any noise. I'm sorry. Why is it making noise? This should have been totally off. Okay. The ein sheni oise shlishi. So let's review the side. Here's very important side. Everything comes down to one principle. Are you allowed at a meal to use a cup that is a sheni? That's tamei midin sheni.
So your hands are equal and the inside is tamei.
According to that's what all comes down to. According to Beis Shammai says yes. At a meal, there is no harm done
because your hand and it is the same thing.
Use a cup at a meal, this cup is a sheni on the outside. Okay, it's a sheni, which means that it's tamei midrabanan. How's tamei midrabanan? It got tamei. However, it got him. You're allowed to. You're allowed to use a cup that's a sheni. Okay. Therefore, on the table there is a cup. Just the opposite. That's Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to. I'm sorry, you're not allowed to. That's what it all comes out to. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to use on a meal a utensil that's a sheni. It is categorically forbidden. If this thing is a sheni, get this out of the room. People are being nizur to eat al HaKadosh, you're not on the table a sheni. So it's completely tahar. Okay, it's tahar. What's the problem? I'm now going to fill this up with wine. I'm then going to pour in some water. In the process, it's going to get wet on the outside. My hands are shniyos. I'm going to touch it. My hands, which are a sheni, are going to make contact with the liquid. It's going to make the liquid into a rishon, and it's going to make the outside of the utensil into a sheni. Yeah. And now I have on the table a utensil which is a sheni. Yes, that is forbidden. Forbidden, forbidden, forbidden. You're not allowed to sit at a suit and have on the table a utensil that's a sheni. You're not allowed to. So we're starting off the meal here. This is tahar. Now, my hands are tame. My hands are tame. They're tame, my hands. They're shnius. We're going to pour some raw wine. We're going to pour some water. It's going to spritz. It's going to get wet on the eye. I'm going to get l'chaim. My hands are shiny. I'm going to touch the liquid. Mm-hmm. The liquid's going to become a rishon. And then the liquid touches the outside of the utensil. The utensil now becomes a shiny. Presto, we now have on the table a utensil that it's a sheni, which is a violation of the rules of eating a meal. Therefore, what is the solution? The solution is don't dilute the wine until you wash your hands. I wash my hands. My hands are tahar. The utensil is tahar. Nothing could go wrong. I pour the wine. I pour the water. I can touch all I want.
Just wash your hands to get rid of the tumors.
That's what I do. What?
That's all you need to do.
What do you do? Oh, yeah. Because Beis Shammai holds, you're not allowed to have on the table a cup that is a sheni.
Okay.
So therefore, the cup here is tahar.
Right.
But my hands are tamei. If I'm going to dilute the wine and get on the outside wet, and then my hands, which are a sheni, are going to touch the liquid, it's going to make the liquid into a rishon, and the liquid of the rishon is going to make the utensil, the outside of the utensil, into a sheni. So therefore, I'm now going to create a cheftza that is not allowed to be on the table. So what's the solution? Wash your hands. Wash your hands are tahar. Now we'll pour the wine, the water, and get wet. My hands are tahar. The liquid is tahar. The kais, everything is tahar. That is Beis Shammai. You're going to do that first. Gezera. Your hands are tame. It's going to make the outside of the utensil. It's going to make the utensil into a sheni. Now the Gemara is going through now some basic yesodos now. The Gemara says, wait a minute. If your hands are shniyos, just you touching the cup makes the cup into a sheni.
Right.
What are you talking about? You never learned Masechtas and Matiras. No such thing. No, you can't make a chul into a shlishi.
Oh, you
can't even make a utensil into a rishon maker adin. What do you need the liquid? You tell me I shouldn't go pour the liquid because the liquid get wet, and then I'll touch it, and then I'll touch the liquid, and the liquid touches the outside utensil. Who needs the liquid? Just you touching the kais makes the kais tame. No, it doesn't. You can touch the kais the whole day, nothing happens to the kais, because a sheni, a hands that are shnuis, cannot be mitame a utensil. The only way you can be mitame a utensil is through water. I make water into a rishon, and the liquid that's a rishon can make the outside of the utensil into a sheni.
Because shniyas make could have been matam anything else, not a cup.
I mean, no chulin generally not liquid, and not, if it's not a liquid, the answer only truma, not chulin. Everything here is chulin, nothing with truma over here. Everything is chulin. No, a shniyas can only be matami liquid. Shniyos cannot be mitami anything but liquid, except for truma and kachrim. That's different. That's Beis Shammai. Now we come to Beis Hillel. What's the yesod of Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel holds. See how long it took me to figure this out? Beis Hillel holds. You're allowed lechatchila to have on your table when you eat a kais at the sheni. Okay, that's where it all comes down to. This is the key. This is the secret of the Gemara. The Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to have on your table a cup that's a sheni. Mm-hmm. Beis Hill says you are allowed to. Mm-hmm. No big deal. You have a meal, you can have on the table a kois that's a sheni. What's the problem? What's the problem? You can't become tamei. We're not dealing with truma. No truma, you're only chulin. So Beis Hill says...
What about the water?
The water, let's see. Let's go through the problems. What does Beis Hill say? Beis Hill says, first thing is dilute the wine. Take the cup. Now, by the way, when the kois is sheni, what does that mean? It means the outside is a sheni. The outside. The inside is tahar. Because this din of sheni is only midrabah. It's only a takana. It's not a gzera. So the outside is a sheni. The inside is tahar. I take wine that's tahar. I pour it into the cup. I take water and I dilute it. Very nice. Now, the outside of the utensil is what? Is
wet.
Is wet now. So now, what's going to happen? Beis Hill, Oymer, Beis Hill says... Let's read the words. Basil, I mean, moisten the kais first of the kais, the achar kach, and then wash your hands. Why? She'im ato oimer noelili daim tchiliv. We're going to tell you, you know what? We want you to first wash your hands. Wash your hands first. Now, if you wash your hands first, it's inevitable that your hands are not going to be perfectly dry.
Not going to be dry.
Maybe today they're dry, but it's going to happen more often than not that your hands are not going to be perfectly dry. So you're going to wash your hands. Your hands are going to be slightly wet. Then what are you going to do? You're going to touch the kois. The kois is a sheni. Because Beis Hillel allows you to put on your table a kois that's a sheni. Your hands are still wet. Yeah. You're going to touch the kois. You're going to put liquid on the cup. The liquid's going to make contact with the cup that's a sheni. The liquid, the room goes a rishon, and that liquid's now going to go and be mitame you. So what are you gaining? What are you gaining by washing your hands? By washing your hands, you're looking for trouble. Because if we're going to allow you, because your hands are wet and you're going to touch the kois, your liquid on your hand is going to become, make contact with the kois, will become a rishon, it'll be mitame you. The yachsu of yitame will say yadayim. Now, in fact, the Gemara, v'nitme kois li yadayim. Let's say my hands are perfectly, so what's the better solution? No, we have to go a step further. And if what now? Now, my hands are tamei. And now when I touch the wine, what am I doing to the wine? When I pour the wine, it's inevitable. My hands are going to make contact with the wine. I'm going to be metamidi. Let's see. Vinitme kois, let's go. Vinitme kois liodayim. Let the kois, who needs the water? Even if I don't wash my hands, the cup will be metamidi my yodayim. No, ain't clean metamidi adam. Why don't we say, if the kois is a sheni and I pour the wine in the kois, why doesn't the wine on the inside become tamei? That we explained. The only type of utensil that we allow you to put on the table is a kli that's a sheni on the outside but on the inside. Shenitmu achoy b'mashkin, askinon de toichoy tar v'gabay tomei. Detzinan kol shenitmu achoyrov b'mashkin, any utensil that became tomei on the outside with liquid. In other words, the liquid made contact with a sheni, and the liquid became a rishon, and this rishon now touched the utensil. The law is only the outside becomes tomei, but not the inside. Achoyrov tomeim, but the inside is... Toichai, the inside, the oignai, the rim, the oznai, the handle, the yadav,
and the handle again.
The oznai is the lip, is the ear, the yadav, and the handle. Different parts of the utensil that on the outside. All of these things are tohirin. Nidba, but of course.
What does oignai mean?
Oignai, Rashi says.
One is like a stem? Frying pan handle, stem. And one is like on a pitcher.
One is a frying pan handle.
It's like an ear. It's a line. It's
on a
that's the what is the
word?
Oigen. The oigen is what? The oignoi is what kind of utensil?
Rim.
Svas hakli hakufufa klapichutz. The edge. No, it's the top. It's the top, the tip. The oignoi is the tip. You see this? The tip. The top. The top rib that bends backwards.
Towards the outside.
You have it's more elaborate. when the utensil on the top of the utensil bends downward, so that area is tahar. That's tahar. But if the inside becomes tameh, everything becomes tameh. That's called the oigen, the rim, the oizen. The oizen is lachizas, a handle, and the yadav, a frying pan handle, a long handle, are tahorin. If the outside is tameh, only the outside, but these other things are tahar. But nim satoichai, nim nit mekulai, the maikom mifli. What is the bottom line of this machlokes in Shammai? What does it all come down to? B'Shammai Savri, osur. You see this? That's the key. So that's where it all starts. Soif ma'isa b'machshava techila. Also l'shtamesh b'chli shenidnu achod b'mashkin gzeru mishum nitzaitzais. He does not allow you to use on the table, on your dining room table, to have on the table ever during a meal. If you are nizer to eat your food, al taras hakodesh chaverim, chaverim al taras hakodesh, you're not allowed to have on your table a utensil that is a tameh, a shini on the outside. Why? Because during the meal, it's inevitable, it's going to get wet. It's going to get wet. That's what's going to happen during the meal at some point in time. If not today, then tomorrow. And then what's going to happen? If the utensil is tameh,
mm-hmm.
then the liquid that's on the outside of the utensil becomes a reshine. If the outside of the utensil is a shini, the liquid which makes contact on the nitzaitz, someone is serving soup. So what happens? A little bit of the soup goes and spurts on the outside of the utensil. If the utensil is a shani, that little drop of soup becomes a rishon. When I then pick up the cup, I touch the cup, I've made contact with the liquid, I become tamei. And now when I put my finger into all the food on the table, I'm a tamei, all the food on the table. I'm a tamei, the food on the table. So therefore, that's why, therefore, don't you dare put on the table a cup that's tamei, a shani, because inevitably it's going to make a big, big problem, because there's going to be liquid that's going to spurt on the outside,
and you're going to
become tamei. Shammai says, also, because, and there's no need to be goyzer now. What's the solution then? The solution then is that you should first wash your hands. So what should you do? Therefore, the kais is tahar. Wash your hands. The mashkin shebiyodayim bekais. So, but there's a risk involved according to Beis Shammai. Because what does Beis Shammai say to do? First, pour the cup is tahar. It's tahar, right? It's tahar. The cup is tahar, according to Beis Shammai. Pour in the yayin. Pour in the water. It's very dangerous. I did not yet wash my hands. If I did not yet wash my hands, my hands are tamei. I may end up contaminating all the liquids because my hands are tamei. The lekel lemigzar, we're not concerned. Shema yitmu hamashkim shebiyodayim because, you know, he says, I'm confusing you. The Shammai said in the Mishnah, noilim liyodayim, you first wash your hands. Okay, what did the Shammai say to do? I should go and I should wash netilas yodayim. What's the problem washing netilas yodayim? I may not fully dry my hands.
You touch something.
I may not fully dry my hands, and if I don't fully dry my hands, v'lekel migzar shema yitmu hamashkim shebiyodayim because why? No, he's saying the thing in Mitzias. Now that I have washed my hands, there's nothing to worry about. That's the better solution. Ubeis hilsavri mutar lishtamesh b'chli shenitmu achod b'mashkim. You're allowed to use on the table a utensil that's a sheni. We're not concerned about there being any nitzaitzaitz. Therefore, the ego lemechash. That's why now we got a big problem. Since we are indeed allowing you to use a utensil that's a sheni, according to Beis Shammai, the ego lemechash. Shema yitmu. Now, if we're going to tell you first to wash your hands, and if you fail to dry them well, and you touch the kais, what's going to happen? You touch the kais, so then you will now become tamei. because since Beis Hillel holds, you're allowed to use at the table of kois. That is, a sheni, if you fail to perfectly dry your hands and there's some moisture on your hands and you make contact with the kois, that moisture now becomes a rishon, and that it in turn is metame you. So therefore, that is why Beis Hillel say you have to first, better don't wash your hands first. We don't want you to wash your hands first because the danger is too great. That's how it all works out. Okay, that is the first mahalach to explain. Let's review. Okay, it's a little bit confusing. Let's review the yesodos. The ideal thing to do would be what? What would be the ideal thing to do? When you prepare wine, I'm preparing wine now. The ideal thing would be for me to wash my hands because my hands are shnios. And if I prepare the wine, I pour the wine.
The Chama made a gzera that the hands are shnios.
Stam yodayim are shnios. Where'd you go, Shimon? Stam yodayim are shnios.
Yeah.
Stam yodayim are shnios.
Yeah.
The ideal thing is if you're now preparing wine, don't touch the wine until you wash your hands. Because you may stick your finger in the bottle.
That's not the reason why. Because of the water.
Let's clarify.
Okay.
In general, before we even begin, what would be the ideal thing to do?
Wash your hands.
This is an important yesod. Before we even begin, the ideal thing is wash your hands. It's dangerous. You're playing with fire. My hands are shnius.
You want to come in contact
if
with the wine?
I go and I prepare
kind of
the wine. What
kind of washing are you talking about?
Nitilas Yadayim. Where is Yadayim? 2-2. 2-2. No, we're talking about washing hands. I want my time Chazal Nizrael Taras HaKodesh. I now want to go and prepare. I want to dilute wine. I want to drink wine. Okay. Your hands
wash
are shias.
Your hands to take care of it.
The ideal thing to do is wash. Why? Because you may end up putting your finger into the wine. If you put your finger into the wine,
so
all the wine becomes
your hands
something.
And then wipe your hands.
What?
Can you wash your hands?
So we're afraid you're not gonna. We're afraid.
You may not.
Excellent. So what does Beis Shammai say? You know. What does Beis Hillel say? Beis Hillel say that's the ideal. Let's clarify. That's a very important point. Okay. There are two critical elements here for this Gemara.
The same Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai.
This whole Gemara swivels on two hinges. Mm-hmm. Everything is. Piece of cake once you have these two, you say this. The ideal thing is wash your hands before you touch the wine. Because there's a danger, you may go and contaminate the wine.
Yeah.
That's what we would want you to do.
Right.
We may tell you not to do it. And that goes against the grain of what we would ordinarily. Why in the world would we tell you not to do what you really should do? There's a greater danger. Why is there a greater danger? The side number two is, Machloikis, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, are you allowed to have a meal? And on the table, when you have a meal, there is a utensil that the outside of the utensil is a sheni and the inside is tahar. Are you allowed to sit down at
What's
a meal?
What's the danger of that?
What's the danger? So now, let's see. The danger is, so if you hold it, you're allowed to. Beis Hillel says you're allowed to.
Right.
You're allowed to. So they say, I'm allowed to. Now
allowed to what?
Have a meal, and on the table, when I serve the meal, there's going to be a utensil, and the outside of the utensil is a sheni. And the inside is tar. You're allowed to. So now, Beis Hillel has a conflict. Because Beis Hillel says, if you want to dilute wine, it would be the proper thing for you to first wash your hands.
Right.
But Beis Hillel says, you know what? I'm going to tell you to violate the normal thing, when it's correct, because there's a greater danger. Because since we're allowing you to have on the table a utensil that's a sheni,
right.
If we tell you first to wash your hands, you know what's going to happen? There's not going to be enough towels. And you're not going to dry it properly.
Gonna be wet. You can touch it.
And then you're going to end up touching the utensil. Yes. And there's going to be some liquid on your hand. And that liquid is going to come onto the utensil. The utensil is a sheni. It makes the liquid into a rishon. And the liquid then touches your hands. Now my hands are tummy. I'm going to eat the whole meal in a state of tumma. The whole meal, my hands are going to be tummy. And every liquid that I touch is going to become tummy. Beis Shammai says,
food? What about the food?
You said
about
food?
The food.
Didn't you say
food. The utensil.
Okay.
The utensil.
But
so,
not.
So, but, Beis Hillel, the utensil, you're allowed to serve on a table a utensil that is tamei a shemi on the outside.
Right.
Number two, the proper thing it's for you to do when you want to dilute wine.
Right.
If I want to dilute wine, the proper thing would be is to wash your hands first. Beis Hillel says, no. Don't wash your hands first. Because there's a greater danger. Since I'm allowing you to have on the table a utensil that's a sheni on the outside, if you're going to wash your hands, you're not going to wipe them clean. Right. It's going to happen one day eventually. And then there's going to be liquid. And you're going to touch the utensil. The liquid becomes a rishon. The liquid then touches me. I then become a sheni. And now the whole meal, I'll be touching liquids. I'll be dipping my finger in all the liquids, all the sauces and all the spices and all the food on the table. I'll be metamei all the liquids. All the liquids.
Liquids.
But then if once the liquid becomes tamei, then I'll be metamei the solids. If I go touch a salad dressing, so the dressing becomes a rishon, and then the rishon touches the challah, touches the lettuce, it becomes a sheni. It's a nightmare. So therefore, if you only want to have a cup of wine, and the wine is tar, guess what? You can drink wine that's tar, even though your hands are tamei. Just don't touch it. My hands are tamei. My hands are shniyos. So just don't put your finger in the wine. Take the bottle, pour the bottle into the cup, take some water, pour into the cup, and make a bracha and drink it, because
we're
dates.
And we're talking about providing that he makes sure that the water doesn't spill.
Correct.
If it spills, you're in the same problem.
Because if the water spills, who cares? Provide just don't stick your finger into it. Just don't touch the wine.
Yeah, and also make sure the water doesn't spill.
He's saying spill it in, you can't spill it.
Don't make a mess. Be careful. Beis Shammai says, you know something? I don't got these problems. I got a good life. You know why? Because I hold, you're not allowed to ever dare put on your table a utensil that is a sheni on the outside. So therefore, you want to dilute the wine? Do what you're supposed to do. Don't play around with wine until you wash your hands. That's the whole Gemara.
And he's not afraid, obviously. He's not going to dry himself properly.
It doesn't matter. What's the danger? Let's say you don't dry yourself properly. There's no danger.
Why?
Because the utensil's not tamei. Beis Shammai does not.
It's going to come tamei.
No, it's not. I wash my hands.
You're officially clean.
I wash my hands.
I'm sorry.
My hands are tar. The liquid is tar. The utensil is tar. So therefore, do what you're supposed to do. You want to dilute wine. Don't get involved in food until you wash your hands first.
Okay,
that's all Gemara. Now, the Gemara is another, Dover Acher, another reason, another Tama Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel has another reason why. Forget about the Sgan Salamis. You know what? Maybe Taka, you know what? I'll tell you what. Maybe Taka Beis Hillel holds, like Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to have this cup on the table. So why then does he say, don't wash your hands, don't wash your hands? Because you're drinking wine before you wash for bread. That's the plan. The plan is you drink the appetizer wine. That was the way we learned the Gemara before. You drink the wine first, and then you wash for the bread. The wine you drink is in order to get your stomach open, to get an appetite. So you're drinking the wine before you recite, make a Birchas HaMaitzeh. So if you're going to wash now, you're not gonna wash for the bread because you already washed for the yayin. We prefer that you wash immediately before you eat the bread.
Okay.
That's the other time. Davracher, take him until Sidam Sudam. My Davracher, Hachikamalu Be Silbe Shamai. Ledit, according to the Amrito also Lishamesh Bikli Shachodimitzais, Afiluhachi, even according to you that hold. There's no problem. Beis Shammai says there's no problem. Because Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to have on the table a utensil that's a sheni. Therefore, do what you're supposed to do. Don't play around with yayin until you first wash your hands. No, you better delay the netilas yodayim because we would prefer you make the netilas yodayim right before you wash for the bread. Afilu hachi chadifa de tekel netilas yodayim suda. Are we good?
Yeah.
Now we go to the next sugya, another hard sugya. Beis Shammai says, where do you put the shmata? Where do you put the handkerchief? On the table, or do you put it on the keses, or do you put it on the chair? So Beis Shammai says you put it on the table. When you wipe your hands, you do the shemen. You put the handkerchief on the table or do you put on the dirty chair? Why? If you're going to put the handkerchief on the keses, gzera shem yitamu mashkin shem mapa machmas hakeses v'yachzu v'yitamu esa yodayim and it'll be yitamu yodayim. The chair, the Gemara assumes now that the chair is tame. The utensil that you're sitting on is tame, because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the utensil. So then, if you go now, the napkin is wet. Now if there's liquid on the napkin and you put the napkin on the chair,
so the chair's going back.
So the chair will be mitamu the liquid. The liquid now becomes a rishon, and then when you want to wipe your hands a second time, because you're going to be wiping your hands on, you're going to accidentally touch the part of the napkin that has liquid, and you'll be metame yourself again. You start off.
But can I ask you something? Is the towel, does the wetness, does the water that's absorbed into the towel, does it make the towel tame also?
Does it make l'chorinat? Because the towel is a utensil. And a utensil only can become tame from an avatoma. A utensil cannot become tame from liquid. Liquid utensil is only midrabban. It's not midrabban. A rishon can make a utensil, cannot make a utensil. Utensil is only mitame, is only tame from an avatoma. Kalim do not become shniyos. A kli only becomes a rishon. There's no such thing as a utensil
becomes shniyos. You're assuming the chair is tuma. Why would you assume? I mean,
because a zov sat down on it. A zov. That was the mitzias. The chairs were tuma. So if your handkerchief.
What's like? What then does if a zov sat on? It has a din of a rishon.
Normally an avatoma. Many times a chair.
Avatoma.
It depends.
The same as a zov.
Either an av. Yeah, a moishav and a mishra. But if he touches it becomes a rishon. Magumas, it's a
rishon. But if it sits on it, it becomes
avatoma. Okay. If it's miyuchid for sitting down on.
Yes.
So here's the issue. Miyuchid. Over here, you have a napkin. The napkin is wet. Yeah. The wetness touches the chair.
Yeah.
So the chair now makes it look tame.
Yeah.
Now, if you then go wipe your hand with that towel a second time, you'll come in contact with the liquid.
Yes.
And that liquid will now make you tame. They make you into a sheni. So that's what Beshamai says, don't do this. Why do we need the liquid? Just putting the handkerchief down, a dry handkerchief. Why do we have to go talk this whole roundabout way? You're going to wipe your hands on the handkerchief. And now the handkerchief is wet. And then the wetness of the handkerchief makes contact with the keses. And now that the wetness becomes tame, and then when you wipe your hands a second time, right, you'll make contact with the wetness and become tame.
Right.
Who needs the wetness? Just putting the handkerchief on the keses makes the keses tame. That makes the handkerchief tame.
Where do we find that?
Oh, the Gemara says, we don't. Exactly, you're right. No. Ain kli metame kli, impossible. There's a halacha, a kli cannot be metame kli, or kli cannot be metame another kli. Fregdim of metame kes legavra, gufe. I'm sitting, when my hands touch it, gufe mori says, same answer. Ain kli metame adam. The basic you said, the sefton of atara.
Only mashkin.
That's why, therefore, what then is the better solution? Put the mapa on the table. Now, what's the lumness of basil? There's no pumfakert. Put the map on the keses. Don't put the map on the table.
Why?
Because Beis Hillel lishitasoi. Beis Hillel says that the table can be tame. This goes back to the table's a shiny. This goes back to the same machlokes we said before. Are you allowed to sit down and have a suda on a table that is tame? Beis Shammai says no. Beis Hillel says yes. That's the same way we had a shal. You allowed to have on a table a utensil. Is the cup allowed to be tame? So Beis Hillel says that the table can be tame. Beis Hillel says.
So we're talking about a shulchan that's tame.
Yes.
And what about a chair?
Let's see. It's also tame. Everything is tame. But the point over here is what's more likely. There'll be wetness. I'll wipe my hands on the mapa, and the mapa will touch the table. And now the liquid is going to become tame from the table. Isn't it to be metamed because the map is on the table and on the food, and therefore better put on the keses? Because in echnami, if you put on the keses, there is a concern. There is a concern in echnami. We are concerned that maybe you might end up touching your hands, but that's a lesser concern than putting it on the table where the handkerchief may make contact with the food
Why
itself.
Why is it a lesser concern? It's a for sure thing. You put Not it on a for the sure chair. Thing.
It's a for sure thing, but who says he'll wipe your hands a second time? And even if you wipe your hands a second time, who says you'll be careful not to wipe your hand on the part of the handkerchief that's wet?
Interesting.
Like, why doesn't the table right away directly touch them, Dami? Oh, and now because Xer Achle Truma, or Basil Savi, Mutal Shamish, Mishulchan Shani Roshen, Achle Truma is reasoning the Nizer. Bavaracher, another answer, Basil, A, Netilas Yodayim Luchulim in Atoira. There's no din of Netilas Yodayim Luchulim min Atoira. So therefore, how does it answer the question? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mishum Achle Truma, Ain Nitilas, how does
that answer
the question?
Hands are not any different than the rest of the body.
The hands.
Just like the rest of the body can only get Mutama from Avatuma, so hands the same thing.
So the hands, so if your hands will end up touching, the mapa, that's on the keset, nothing happens to you. Nothing happens to you. Why are you concerned about the food? What do you put the mapa on the table? It may come and be metame the food. So it's the same way you may metame the food when you metame your hands. Okay, it's a very hard Gemara. We did a lot. Very hard Gemara.
Did a lot.
You understand this Gemara? You got it?
Some of it, yes. The ones you explained carefully. But what's today's daf?
Nun Gimel. Today is Nun Gimel. Tomorrow is Nun Gimel. Now.